Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the September edition of Windows to Your Spirit. Of course, Kat is late. This is Tracy in the hole, waiting on her to decide to call in. I hope everybody had a great summer as we come to the winding down point and coming up on the autumn equinox. Yes, equinox. I had a blonde moment. Good times. And, of course, we're getting ready to come into the time of the mother, which is when the moon is predominant, which seems odd since in the winter months the sun or the moon actually sets at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, but we are still ruled by the moon through the winter, which is your heart emotions. So plan now and be ready for that time then. Labor Day, I hope everybody has lots of fun plans for tomorrow. Kat gave me no topic. I get nothing to chit-chat about. She's late, and I'm butthurt. If you'd like to schedule a full reading with Kat, which she is on time for her readings, make sure you visit her website, Kathleen Avino. That's Kathleen with a K, A, V as in Victor, INO.com. And you can find me at the same old, shyowl.net. Check out my Etsy shop. I've got lots of jewelry on there and getting ready to post up all kinds of candles that we just poured. So it's some meditative candles and some spell candles coming on. And then a little closer to Samhain, I will have capes and some fairy wings and fun stuff like that. You can find my Etsy shop right on my website, shyowl.net. And still waiting on Kathleen to show up. I don't know. I need a topic. Somebody give me a topic. Gemstones for the fall. Carnelian. Because everybody gets a little low on energy when the day starts to shorten. And carnelian is a good stone for boosting your energy, also for boosting metabolism. Appetite is what actually is supposed to help you lose weight and decrease your appetite. But with that boost in metabolism, I would think carnelian is your stone. Orange, lots of orange. It's more than just pumpkins and leaves falling. Orange is a high energy color. It also is the color of creativity, sacral chakra, and hot sex. So who couldn't use a little bit of that? There'll be some hot sex candles on the website too. So. Kat's not generally so late. I hope she's okay. I know she was having some traffic trouble coming back. I guess she had psychic fair today, and things have been a little odd in the waiting lately. Are we in Mercury retrograde? I think we are. Mercury retrograde. So we can blame it now, but she's late every month, so we can't blame it on that every month. Silly woman. More topics. Dead air is no fun. What is consciousness? Oh, there's the question. What is I don't have to know. Consult the Dalai Lama. What is consciousness? Eckhart Tolle. He's a good one for that stuff, too. It's, I don't know. Let's see. Oh, it's ginseng season in some of the parts of the country. If you're going out to hunt ginseng, make sure you have permission to be on the land. Make sure you plant the berries. Make sure you're not a jackass and you take it all. Leave some so we have some for future generations. And don't believe what you see on TV. I hunt ginseng generally every fall with a good friend of mine, not so much this year because I'm far, far away from her. But we do it every fall. And for every pound of ginseng that we find, we have spent probably 100 hours in the woods, deep in the woods, all over the woods. So don't let TV lie to you and make you think that you can run out and make fortune off of ginseng and wildcrafted herbs, because that's a big fat lie. With gemstones, unless you're going to Indiana to get geodes out of the creek, which there you can just kind of roll up and throw them in the back of your truck there. But we did do some diamond digging this summer, and that was kind of fun. And still no Kat. And we'll give her a few more minutes, and then I'll start taking calls, because I'm not very good at rambling. Cat's super good at getting on a topic and talking forever. Me, not so much. You'd think as a double Sagittarian, I could ramble forever, but no. Not. I can just overthink things and drive people crazy. I'm good at that. Tarot cards. You know, the death card seems to be the card of fall. And we think of the death card as being this difficult, terrible thing. It's really not. It's just transition. We have to have the old passed away so the new can start in the spring and can start fresh and clean. And as we wind down and get ready for this space, this is the time to be thinking of what you would like to get rid of in your life. Think of this as the perpetual waning moon for the next few weeks into, you know, I guess really all the way up until the winter solstice, where we bridge over into the beginning of the peaks of spring again. And at that point, but from here to there, everything you want rid of, old habits, old relationships, old cycles that you've been stuck in, all of these sorts of things need to be pulled out of your life so that when you come into the hard part of winter, where we do all overthink things, where everyone becomes a double Sagittarian and thinks things to the ends of the earth, the less baggage you take there, the better off you're going to be. And I don't know if it does any good to call Kat at this point, but if anybody listening has Kat's number, give her a call and ask her where the holy heck she is, because we're waiting for her. I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller who's been on hold forever. Area code 347, can I have your name?
Hi, good evening. My name is Malvina.
Say that again, hon.
Malvina.
Malvina, such a neat name. What's on your mind, hon?
I'm just curious. I'm looking for a new job, and I wanted to see in how long do you see me getting different employment.
What state are you in?
New York.
Okay. I asked because I need a direction to focus in. It just helps me move a little faster. You actually have quite a little bit of weight ahead of you. Your guides are saying it's going to take you, you may find something temporary, a holiday job, but to get into that long-term, I'm keeping you forever kind of a job, it's going to be in the beginning of next year. So don't be afraid of those part-time positions for right now, and that you'll find enough to pull together to get you through to the perfect job. Don't stop looking when you get something because you're not staying there, okay? It's just temporary stuff.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Be blessed, hon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Miss Kathleen, where art thou? All right, area code 216. Can I get your name?
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. I just need your name.
My name's Sharon.
Sharon, what state are you in?
Ohio. I've never called in before. It's my birthday.
Very nice. I'm an Ohioan, stuck in Tennessee.
Are
Tennessee.
You?
Yes, I'm missing all my good stuff up there, all of my fun Ohio. The stuff that's just in Ohio, you know.
What
I
city?
I was out in Preble County.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what's on your mind? I'm from Franklin, which is, as we know, the most redneck city in all of
it is.
Ohio.
Well,
it is.
I grew up in Avon. But that's okay.
That's all right. That's all right. Everyone from Ohio has a little redneck in them.
You're right.
Yeah,
that's
true.
It's so cute. Yeah, Frank, you know. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, so what's on your mind?
Well, my question to you is I'm waiting for a decision. It's an answer that I'm hoping it's going to be this week. Do you feel it's going to be a yes or a no? The guides are knowing what I'm asking.
Your guides, they all went, so they gritted their teeth and hunkered back, and that's kind of a negative response. So I think it's not going to go quite as you're hoping for. It doesn't feel like it comes smack this week. I do think it comes, if it's going to happen, it's going to be Friday, most likely early next week, and it's not quite what you're hoping for. It's, since they didn't flat out, they didn't come out and say, you know, heck no, they more did the thing. I think it's just not quite what you're wanting. Could be worse.
Huh. It's what?
It could be worse. So it's not quite what you're hoping for, but it could be far worse than it's going to be. So it's not a complete yes, but it's also not a complete no. It's a So.
And it could be by Friday, you said.
It could be by Friday. It's most likely going to be early the following week. It's probably the holiday. Going to throw it off a day and putting it into the next Monday.
Okay.
You know, yeah,
anything
but
else?
It's going to be okay. So as you pull together, you're going to recover. It's going to be just fine. You're going to be just fine. You land on your feet and everything pulls together in spite of everything going through here, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Be blessed then. And bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, and Kat is a full 10 minutes late. That's just not like her. That's not true. It's very much like her. So, you know, when the guides give us a meh kind of answer, sometimes that's hard to deal with too. But it's better than a flat out no. I've kind of learned along the way. And sometimes when the spiritual world adjusts things a little bit, it gets tweaked so it's not quite what we think we want, it actually ends up taking us to a much better place than we thought we were going to land. So when you get those answers and whether you're going to pray or if you do spell work or whatever it is that you do to keep things moving along, just keep in mind that you can always, that you're going to come in a better space. They're not going to guide you in a direction that's completely off your path, so it might be better. Don't get caught up into the negative Nancy stuff. Super easy to do. Don't let it happen. All right. Area code 914. Can I have your name?
Hi, my name's Melissa, and I'm from New York.
Hi, Melissa. What's on your mind, hon?
My mind is my friend James. We slept together once, but I just wanted to know, do you think...
Keep in mind that you're on public radio, right? Everybody
okay.
can hear
yeah.
what you're saying.
That's okay.
Okay.
I just want to know, do you see, like, a relationship happening? Or...
No.
Because I don't know where he stands.
No.
No?
It's not going where you want it to go. Absolutely not. But, I mean, he's going to be around. Be careful that you don't let yourself fall into the used spot unless, you know, it's mutual. Mutual usage has its purpose. That's okay. But, you know, perspective, moving forward with him, he's not... a long-term relationship. He's not somebody that's going to, you know, be dependable. He's just fallen into the booty call category, and that's kind of where you've gone to. And that's okay. You know, it has its purpose, perspective. That's what makes those relationships work. Okay?
Okay. I'll put that in a difficult box. But
yes.
It's good to know, because I don't want to put too much energy on something that's not possible.
Yeah, well, I mean, anything's possible. It's just the vibe isn't there right now, and he doesn't match your vibration, so that usually makes things come to a negative spot because it's hard to be with somebody when they're not going the same direction that you are. It's really difficult, and you both are really going to go in different places. Coming in probably the next 6 months, you're going to find your life is completely different, and the two of you are not going to cross too much. And it's not because anyone did anything wrong. No one's bad. Nothing's bad or negative. It's just we're just going different ways. That's all.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. You're welcome. Thank you, hon. You bless. Well, if I had a lovely commercial to play, I would do it so we could call Kat and find out where the holy heck that she is. But we are going to have Bill call Kat. And find out what the heck is going on. And, of course, her number, she puts it out there. Everybody can call her. It's 516-225-8054. And if you do call Kat for a reading, you know, she's not going to give you a freebie. That's what we do here on the radio. She is on New York time. Don't call her at 3 o'clock in the morning. If she does answer, she's going to be super cranky. And you don't want a super cranky cat? It's no fun. But this is the website, Kathleen Avino, A-V as in Victor, I-N-O. Of course, that's Kathleen with a K. And schedule your full reading. And you can find me over at shyowl.net. Make sure you check out my Etsy shop. And hopefully Kat will be popping in here soon. I don't want to do all the readings because this is, you know, kind of her show here. And I hope she's okay and that she didn't get too stuck in traffic. And it went to voicemail. So send her a text. Maybe she'll get the text. Okay. Mercury retrograde. I'm pretty sure we're in Mercury retrograde. I know we had one holy heck of a full moon on the 29th. My goodness, it just sucked the life, I think, out of everybody. Let's see if we're in Mercury retrograde right now. Look at the fabulous calendar. There we go. And yes, we are in Mercury retrograde. So we're going to blame it on that. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to say it's all Mercury's fault for getting in the way and being hateful. Okay. Area code 313, can I have your name?
Hello, hi. Hi, my name is Cheryl. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Hi, thank you. I had a question. I was wondering, where would I hear from a guy named Sam and how is he currently feeling about me at the moment, please and thank you?
Is he in the north also? Is he in Michigan too?
I'm sorry?
Is he in the north also?
Yes, he's located in Detroit, Michigan.
That's all I need is this north. Well, it's going to be a couple weeks before you hear from him. There is a little bit of a mutual attraction, but he's not incredibly focused on building a relationship or connecting in. So right now, he's just sort of seeing this as a friendship. Keep it in perspective. Your guides give the changing symbol coming into February. So if there is going to be a shift, it's going to be until that point. It's going to take just a little bit of time. He's got so much crap on his plate. My goodness. But you really want him to put that stuff in order before he's opening the door to a relationship. But the friendship, that you can build, and that's something you can have. And they say it's worth building the friendship with him. So
I did.
That's where you start.
We've been friends for 2 years, and I've been putting it out
okay.
there, telling him, you know.
I think for right now, it's the friendship. Keep it there. Don't push it. He's just not ready. They say he's got so much stuff, and you know this. He has so much stuff on his plate. If he doesn't get that cleared off, it'll destroy everything. So you're going to have to chill and wait for the right timing. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Right.
Have a good
night. Thank you for calling. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. My computer just went insane. There we go. Yay, weird computer. Mercury retrograde. Man, I told you so. Still no cat. It's kind of sad. I miss her. Because she's so much better at the rambling stuff. All right, area code 678. Can we get your name?
Hi, my name is Gina.
What state are you in, hon?
Georgia.
What's on your mind?
Employment, when I will finally be employed.
Okay. Your guides show that you really do need to pick up some further education and add to your skill set because you're not quite matching into where you need to go. So they're asking that you focus on education and then let the employment come to you from that direction, but you're going to have to start there. Or you're going to be at McDonald's, okay? So I would start on that now.
Yes,
you need to make some changes, honey. You've got to make some changes. You've got to make some changes. You need to make some changes. They're insistent. You're going to have to make the changes or you're going to end up really far below what you deserve and what you should have, okay? Tweak it. Tweak your skill set. See what you're missing. If they say you're missing something there, okay? I would see a career counselor, what's Earth saying to you, because you've got to make these changes. Yay, cat! It's never easy to hear when your guides tell you got to make changes, and you may have a degree. Doesn't matter. If it's not in something that's going to connect you into a job, it's not going to make any difference. Holy crap, where have you been?
5 minutes before the radio show, I went to log off, and a call came through.
Okay.
And I cannot hang up on a client, as you know.
Well, no, you can't.
No, you can't. So I usually give myself around 10 minutes, but, you know, it's beginning of the month. So we get, you know, it's like a rush, you know, it's a fire sale. And we get, thank God, we get a lot of calls, and bam, it's been crazy today. And I'm usually able to log off like 15 minutes to give myself that cushion, and I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the drill.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just hang up on
then
somebody.
Then you stuck me with rambling. I suck at the rambling part of stuff.
You know, you don't
know
suck
this.
At the rambling. I was listening to the rambling. You were doing fine. The problem is, you and I both know, when people hear the word change, they go into defense mode. You know, they put up their hand, they put their helmet on, and they go, no, we don't want to do
that. Mm-hmm.
We want to do the same thing over and over and over and over again and get a different outcome. I don't want to change what I do. I don't want to change what I think. I don't want to change how I react. I just want everybody around me and everything to change for me.
Doesn't
work that way.
That's true. And the way that the job market is now, you may have 5 degrees. If it's not in a useful degree, you're not going to get a job. It doesn't make a difference.
Basically, with a liberal arts degree or even an MBA, unless you specialize, you can basically wipe your ass at this point. Because skills are what matter. Specializing matters. Years ago, that was a bad thing. Now, it's a necessity. So, you know, and even having a college degree isn't really going to get that door open for you, because you're up against people with college degrees who might have 10, 15 years solid experience.
That's
who got
exactly
laid
true.
Off or their job was dissolved or the company failed. You know, or the company
exactly.
was outsourced. So, you know, you're not just dealing with, hey, I got straight A's, and I've got this piece of paper, and, you know, I'm going to have interviews, you know, by the dozens. And I tell everybody, you cannot do anything nowadays without some help.
Right.
So I'm going to give everybody in looking for jobs, career, a really great career hint, okay? What you do is you look onto Monster, New York Times, or whatever the classified, and what you do is you look at the jobs that you would like to get, your dream job. Now, you look at that dream job, there's always a job description. Well, you make sure that you look at your resume, and you make sure that every single keyword, every sentence, every requirement clearly is stated on your resume. And if you need to, bold it. Serious. Forget the tacky rules of no bold. You bold all the things on your resume that when that resume hits their desk with the 20,000 other resumes, out comes this one that bingo, 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 all the words that are in the job description are on your resume. That's hint number one. Hint number two, look at reoccurring names like A&J Associates, A&J Associates, A&J Associates. Well, A&J Associates is a recruiter. So what you do is
that's true.
You call up A&J Associates, and you get acquainted with A&J Associates. And very often what they will do is they'll take your resume and help you, if it's a mess, to help figure out how to word it better, how to set it up better. I don't care if you redid it yesterday. You need to customize that resume for every single job description. People are lazy. They don't want to do that.
That's
so
the darn truth.
You want to be able to be the best fit verbally, written, words that match what that company is looking for. So there's your two hints for today, okay? One is get that resume to word for word match the job description before you send it in, number one. And if need be, highlight it or italics, do something to make those skill sets bounce off the page that, oh, look, he's got this, this, and this. She's got this, this, and this. Number two is figure out who your local recruiters are. If you can't do it by the internet, by putting in, you know, like New Jersey, New York, California, Texas, Montana, job recruiters, headhunters, whatever keywords you want to use to get that list, look who's actually got jobs. They're the ones that are listing these jobs. They're the ones that you need to make best friends with. Because they're the ones that are going to get you the job. And remember, never, ever, ever, never pay a recruiter. Never pay someone to get you a job. You work with people who are paid by the employer. Why? Common sense.
Right.
If I've already paid you, where's the incentive?
That's exactly true. Well, we're down to
the
our
only
last
time
minute.
The recruiter
you want
gets
to get a
paid.
Call? You want to do one? Let's do the last.
Yeah,
call.
Let me just finish
this
up real quick.
Minutes.
So people
all
realize
right.
the only time that recruiter gets paid is if they place you. That's incentive.
Yeah.
Okay. We can go ahead and take a call.
All right. Area code 631. Can we get your name?
My name is Suzanne.
Hello, Suzanne. You're from Long Island.
Yeah.
How can I help you, hon?
I just wanted to see what you saw with my love life.
Simple
you
got to
be more specific now,
general.
Especially in the last
yeah.
3 minutes.
Yeah, you got to give me a direct
when
question.
When do you see a boyfriend?
Do I see a boyfriend coming in?
Yeah.
Not anytime soon. Got to change your social ways. Not
well,
the
I
internet.
Assume
men
were interested.
Well, I don't see them either one of them being a boyfriend.
Why?
They're interested in dating. They're interested in hanging out. Not interested in a commitment.
When
change
you see
your social circle. Yeah.
Change your circle. When you change what you do to socialize, look into meetup.com. Don't go on dating sites. Don't go on dating matchups. Start having activities. You're going to meet the man in a group who's serious. These guys in the mm-hmm. dating, they're not serious.
Huh.
And by the way, keep a lookout, Suzanne. I am. I do the Long Island Psychic Fest.
Oh.
If you want to meet me in person and do a reading in person, I go out there once a month. Just look up Long Island Psychic Fairs and you can see where
so
I'm going to be.
What kind of person you see me with then?
A grounded person, a person who's serious. They're not looking to
mm-hmm.
play around. But like I said, sweetie, you're not going to find them where you're looking, I'm being honest.
Hmm.
The other thing is stop looking. Go have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Go do things just for the sake of doing. Because if you look, you're not going to find. And
all
like
right.
I said, these guys on the internet don't waste your time or your money.
Yep.
I do
right.
not see you meeting them that
on.
Way.
Okay, thank you.
You're
right.
welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. I cannot remember if we got 229 or not, so we will check. Area code. Okay. Computer is going to be stupid. Area code 229.
Yes, I'm
did
here.
I take
thank
your call
you.
Or no?
No, you haven't. No, ma'am.
Okay.
And your name, please?
Can we get your...
Ma'am?
Yeah, hi. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Melvin. I'm calling out of Georgia.
Hello, Melvin from Georgia. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to see if you all look into my finances. I'm having some difficulties with my ex-landlord, and they have garnished my check, and I'm short of my rent in the new place I'm in now. And I just, you know, I'm not short much. I just want to know, is there any help that I could possibly get tomorrow?
You want to know the truth, sweetie? To really
yes,
get
ma'am.
Yourself back on your feet, you might want to consider getting a small part-time job.
Yes.
Even
yeah,
if it's
definitely.
A couple of nights a week or a Saturday.
Yes.
Just to catch up.
Yeah.
I don't see money
pizzas,
coming out of the sky.
Yeah.
I
if
see you
can you deliver
getting another
pizzas,
job.
That's going to work for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Even if it's another
that's cash,
50 bucks, right,
tips,
right, 50 bucks to $100 a month would
yeah.
do it.
Wait,
yeah.
I
supported five kids on pizza delivery.
wait,
yeah.
I was starting to hear both of you. I couldn't get it all.
I'm sorry. What we're both saying is get yourself a little part-time job. Even
yes,
if it's right. $100, $200 a month, that'll help you dig out. Because
yes.
I don't see money coming right. out of the sky, and you do have to pay what you owe.
Right,
mm-hmm.
yes, that's true. Do you see my landlord working with me, too? I've only been here
no,
three
months. They have to gone a share, and they're going to continue
no.
that. They know they're going to get their
no,
money
you mean,
that way.
No,
means
no,
the
I'm
current
talking
landlord.
About
the current landlord.
My,
oh, the current
yeah.
landlord?
Yes, ma'am.
Not for long. Not for long. You better get that job soon.
No, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What she
if you can show, if you go
no,
in and
you
I'm show saying, him, this
what
is
I'm
what I'm doing.
Is, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you show her that, look, I just got this part-time job. Be patient with me. Then she'll work with you. If you just say I don't have the money, she will not work with you.
Now I have some of the money. I'm short like $85. Will she work with me on that?
Yes,
as
you
long
will.
As you
but
plan.
But the problem
yes.
is you have to have a plan.
Oh, yeah, I have a plan. Yes, ma'am. I have a plan.
That's what I'm saying. You have to say to her, look, I'm getting another, I'm starting this new job. I will have the money for you in 3 weeks. If you do that again, she's not going to work with you.
Okay.
Okay, second job. That's your answer.
Second job is your answer until you really get on your feet.
Okay, I do believe that, Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Even though they they're about to make me full-time, I believe, on my job.
I would still find a second job. Doesn't matter. Second job. You guys are insistent on two incomes, so
two
even
incomes,
if they make you full-time,
we're both
you need that second
thing,
job. Yeah, it's going to be like at least 6 months, maybe even a full year. It's going to be hard, but you will make it through it, and you land out. It's worth it. It's worth it to go through it now to make the rest of this smoother, okay?
Because otherwise you're just going to dig another hole.
Yep. And that's fine. So thank you for calling, honey, and good luck.
I hope that was a help.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
All right. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, wind us down, Kat.
Well, I'm sorry. Like I said, we had an abbreviated version. I want to thank Tracy for, holding down the fort. And remember, you can always call me for a full reading, KathleenAvino.com. My number is 516-225-8054. But please
don't call 3 in the morning.
Right, don't call 3 in the morning. I'm on New York time. And also try to do the PayPal through the website before. Or if you've got any questions about the website, then you can give me a call. The only place I do free readings, free questions, is on the radio. All right? Also, you can get a hold of Tracy. Tracy, you're shyowl.com?
Shyowl.net.
.net, sorry. And you can get a hold of Tracy, and we're always there for you, within reason, like she said, not 3 o'clock in the morning. So we all wish you well. Please give us a heads up next month. Remember, it's the first Sunday, regardless of holiday, the first Sunday of the month at 11 p.m. My newsletter is being revamped, so be on the lookout as soon as possible for the newsletter, and we'll get that rolling again, and we're here to help. So I wish you a blessed time and a happy holiday tomorrow. And Tracy, once again, thank you. You're my rock, and be well. Take care.